employee participation is needed to tackle the health and economic crisis. Since the declaration of the pandemic by the WHO, Europe has debated whether to prioritize healthcare or the economy, witnessing chain effects that have led to the collapse of markets, the closure of companies, the loss of thousands of jobs, and the deterioration of incomes, economies, and individuals, but which have also affected the way public services are understood, organized, and provided to citizens. All workers, especially those in the public sector, are facing new challenges brought about by the introduction of new communication and information technologies, digitalization, automation, outsourcing of services, or the introduction of new forms of employment or the provision of regular services such as remote working. The different countries of the European Union have shown that they were not prepared to face this pandemic situation and have revealed their weaknesses in managing it, revealing the shortcomings and real challenges facing the public services they provide to citizens. Public services have been overwhelmed in many cases that have changed from face-to-face to virtual care, or in which we find professionals, in areas such as health, care, education, emergencies and security, transport, etc., tired, both due to the physical effort and the emotional burden they have continuously endured during this period. Thus, in the framework of the EU-funded project, Effective Tackling of the Economic Crisis and the Role of Workers and Social Partners, in which trade unions and employers' organizations from Spain, Italy, Poland, Serbia, Bulgaria and Lithuania participate, and as a result of the analysis of the research phase carried out during the first part of the project, a series of strategies have been developed to increase workers' participation and support their implementation in the current context determined by the economic crisis as a consequence of COVID-19, convinced that only through collective bargaining between the public administration and workers and by increasing their participation in the decision-making process regulating their employment conditions can we face the current economic crisis and prepare for the arrival of new pandemics in the future.
Effective tackling of the economic crisis and the role of workers and social partners. Project implemented with financial support from the European Union.